Just a heavenly sound there. That's In Paradisum from Fauré's Requiem with the Orchestra Nationale de Lyon Orchestra and Chorus. Now, we are heading to Niagara-on-the-Lake to hear that music that will be programmed with the wonderful Edison Singers March 29th at St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara-on-the-Lake. Very, very exciting. And it's so interesting because the Fauré and Durufle Requiems are two works that redefine what sacred music can be. Less about the fear and the judgment, more about light, rest, transcendence. And leading this performance is Dr. Noel Edison, one of Canada's most respected choral conductors. I'm very grateful to have him on the line today. Noel, welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you, Daniel. Nice to be joining you again.
Welcome back. It's our yearly ritual here, and you have an incredible program coming up. Beloved works we love to hear on our show. Tell me, these are go-to requiems for choirs. You've programmed it around Good Friday. How do they feel different from the traditional dramatic requiem?
Well, as you mentioned in your forward, they do not have the same turbulence and drama of a Verdi or a Berlioz Requiem or even a moderate Mozart Requiem as such. It's far more impressionistic, meditative, consoling. In fact, I think the two of them really pair beautifully because in the Fauré Requiem, it's sort of the hushed small voice of calm.
Calm, consolation, yes.
He does it very simplicity in a very linear, very melodic, where Durufle, I find he's sort of surrounded by God's blessing, which is far more into the liturgical modality.
Now, they're written about 50 years apart. As you mentioned, Fauré still uses that 19th century language, consoling, almost like a consoling vision of death in some ways, whereas Durufle is 1940s, but he's going all the way back to the Gregorian chant.
That was the practice back then. You know, in fact, Durufle was influenced by Fauré's Requiem.
Yes.
So he got his inspiration from that. And then because he's an organist, he was at Notre Dame, and it was very much in the Gregorian chant practice of liturgy then. That was his influence. So that was the basis upon which he developed his Requiem.
Very interesting to put these together. You mentioned Verdi, of course. I always think of fire and brimstone. With Brahms, I think of that intensity, that structural intensity.
Yes.
And here you've put these two side by side, and it'll be very interesting to hear that pairing.
Most of your listenership will have sung or at least have heard the Fauré, and maybe about half of them have sung or heard the Durufle. The Durufle is not as popular, but they work so well together. They complement each other so beautifully.
And how do you find the balance between the choir and the organ, especially in the Durufle?
Oh, it's beautifully sculpted. When he wants the choir to really shine forth, he knows how to do it. He knows how to underpin it beautifully in the organ, especially in the Durufle's Dies Irae. But in the Fauré, much like his piano quartets and things, they're very linear and supportive and melodic and tuneful.
I'm speaking with Dr. Noel Edison, the founder, director of the Edison Singers, who is presenting the Fauré and Durufle Requiems, March 29th, St. Mark's Anglican Church, Niagara-on-the-Lake. You can get the full details, all the tickets at theedisonsingers.com. Tell me a little bit about the Edison Singers, that special house sound you have cultivated. So what does it take to achieve that? You know, what we need to achieve with these two incredible masterworks.
Boy, that's a loaded question. I thought this was a short interview.
No, we're just warming up.
Yeah, I see. Well, as in anything, it depends on the individuals involved. And if you've got the right component of all those people and you find that magical moment where everyone just sort of loads and locks, then that's when it really, as you know, as a performer, right? I mean, you've got to find that zone, that magical moment that just lifts off the page and becomes the ethereal experience, the human experience. I mean, we need an audience in order to make that work.
That's right. Yeah, that incredible sense of flow. And of course, breath control.
But what we do now, Daniel, is a lot more recording. We record for Naxos.
Oh, terrific.
In fact, we're going on to record these two works 2 weeks after this.
That is exciting news. We'll look out for that. Great. Yeah, especially we need to expand our Durufle in our library. So that'll be very welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Any closing thoughts, Noel?
Well, yeah, we do our concerts three times. This Sunday, or the 29th in Niagara, and then we're in Toronto on the 5th of April, and we're in Guelph of the 4th of April. So we move around.
TheEdisonSingers.com. I've been speaking with Dr. Noel Edison of the Edison Singers, presenting Foray and Durufle Requiems. All right, all the best. Noel, thanks for catching up with us, and all the best on these performances coming up.
Thanks, Daniel, very much.
My pleasure. You take care.
Cheers.